Welcome to the Hot Mess Mom, a podcast where we can just chill, catch up on life things, recap our favorite Bravo shows or anything really going on TV or streaming. Talk about the books we're reading, anything really going on in pop culture. So grab your favorite beverage, whether it's some coffee, tea, anything that quenches your thirst. Welcome again to the Hot Mess Mom. I am so glad you're here. Good morning. Happy Sunday. We are back with the Hot Mess Mom. Tings, you know, shenanigans. This is strictly a Love Island recap. So if you've been watching along with me, listen up. I believe it's been two episodes have gone by for both UK and USA. But I did take notes and I did want to talk about a few things. I don't think this episode's going to be as long as my usual episodes are. My usual episodes are about an hour long, because usually I have to catch up with you guys with what's going on in my life, right? Not much has happened in 2 days, to put it plain and simple. I have just been chilling, sleeping in with my girl, and tidying up from time to time, because nothing ever stays clean. We gotta eat. We gotta be cool. We gotta be strong. Gotta be wiser, or whatever. I probably made that whole thing up. Anyway, so honestly, I've just been so happy, you know, these last few days. Yesterday was the first time that I actually thought to myself, like, I'm gonna have to go back to work. Like, this isn't forever, you know? And I think with June coming to an end, that's why I started feeling like that. But yeah, so it was just a bit of a downer to my happiness, right? I'm sure I'm not the only one who has this feeling. There's plenty of educators across the United States that are feeling this way. But I just wanted to, first of all, thank you guys for listening in, tuning in to my last podcast. It had been a while since I actually podcasted for the Hot Mess Mom. I have had my Patreon, and I had actually been podcasting at least once a month. I was at least giving content over there for the people who would support me in that way. And I enjoyed it. It was fun. I still plan on making content for the Patreon. It's $4.99 a month. I believe it's $4.99, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe $4. $3.99. I think it's $4.99 for some reason. For some reason, the number four is popping out to me. If you subscribe over there, I also vlog. So that's fun. I went ahead and posted some extra content, like when we performed for the Star Pep Rally. I had one of my colleagues record so that y'all can enjoy and make fun of me, right? That's always fun. So, yeah, if you hear some background noise, it's because I'm actually podcasting from my couch today. I also usually podcast with a microphone mount. Like, I usually mount my microphone to something, so that I don't have to hold it, but I'm holding it today just because I'm like, I'm just gonna free raw. I was gonna say free dog, but that didn't sound right. And then I remembered that the term that everybody's using these days is raw dog, so I'm raw dogging it today. And yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Just watching these shows fills my heart. It's weird because, like, for you Bravo watchers, like for those of you who watch Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Summer House, all those Bravo shows, we're going through a drought right now. Like, And it's kind of annoying, but like we know that there's more coming, right? We know that Beverly Hills is filming right now. We know that Atlanta is filming right now. Kenya being suspended. I have been wanting to get my friend's thoughts on that. I have a few friends, close friends, you know who you are, who watch Atlanta and have been into it for probably, I think you've been into it longer than I have. And here's the thing. It's not cool what she did. I don't condone it, right? But when you're on a show like Housewives, like you sign up for that. So apparently, and I'm just going to kind of briefly summarize what went down. Apparently, first it was a video, but then it was a photo. I don't know. I really don't know. And no, like the only people who know what went down were the ones who were there, right? And I haven't even heard much about what actually went down. Ay, ay, ay. But an FYI, I'm raw dogging this episode too. Like I'm not going to, I think I like second time cleared my throat. I'm just going to go straight through just because I really want to drop this episode. There's so much, like so many notes that I took and I don't want it to be like I did it all for nothing. Like I just took notes while watching Love Island, both USA and UK for 4 episodes. And I have just a Word doc full of just a bunch of like what happened and my thoughts on it. So I'm just going to try my best to raw dog it as much as I can. You're going to hear me clear my throat from time to time. I know it's kind of annoying because I'm like not talking. But the only time, excuse me, that I'm going to have to pause is if Julia comes, my daughter, who you guys have. If you've been listening for some time, you know my daughter. She's autistic. And we love her here, right? we love her here. So that's the only time I'll pause, but I don't even think you'll even hear it because I'll literally just like pick up where I left off. And that's, I usually edit my episodes that way. I take about an hour and a half to record most of the time because I'm editing while I'm podcasting, but we'll see. We'll see how long we can go without her needing me, right? Got her on the camera here, watching her, making sure she's okay. But anyway, so I don't even remember what I was saying. Oh, we're talking about Atlanta. There was an event and I'm not sure if it was like Kenya's event or whose event it was, but apparently I want to say it was Kenya because only Kenya could have the power of putting on a display as such as this. So apparently she was beefing with the new girl. I don't even know her name. Like, I don't even know her name. Sorry. She was beefing with her, and to get back at her, she displayed that girl. I don't know if she was in like explicit videos or photos or if she ever did anything like that, but apparently that's what she displayed. Again, like I said, I don't condone it. But when you're gonna beef with someone like Kenya, like she, like Kenya don't give a, like she don't give a rip. She's gonna hit below the belt and more. Like she's gonna hit your ankles, your toes, your fingernail toes. So it's kind of like, that was so gross. I don't know why I even said that, but like put a horrible mental pic in my brain. Anyway, so again, like I said, I don't condone it, but when you go on a show like this, guys, reminding you now that Kenya also, like, we know things that she's done in the past, like to shade someone at their own events. Like, dude, like, let's rewind to that season where I don't even think Marlo was a full-time housewife at the time when this happened. Marlo had a hair event and Kenya full on showed up with a marching band, guys. A marching band saying, Kenya more hair care, Kenya more hair care. And it was like, whew. That's like one of my favorite, I don't know why that's one of my favorite Kenya moments, like where she's coming in being petty. Anyway, so again, do not condone, but I'm also like, you know, like you should know what you're signing up for, especially when trying to go face to face or like to trying to, I don't know, get into the ring with Kenya Moore, like, you know. So I don't know, I'm torn. I don't agree with it, but now she's suspended and no more Kenya, which is like, I can't imagine. And a lot of people are like, oh, like Atlanta is done for, la la la. Y'all are forgetting that Portia is still on there. And I'm excited. I loved Portia. She was good housewife in her housewifery. You know, she did her thing. And I feel like she has a lot more to bring to, she has a lot of wisdom to share too. She's going through her divorce with Simon. It's just, you know, and she's doing the single mom thing. And so I admire that. And she's just an entrepreneur and just on the come up. And she's just, oof, like she's just a good housewife, you know? So I'm excited to watch her on my TV soon. I think that's all I've got. I don't think there's anything really like going on in the housewife universe or anything like that. But let's go ahead and dive into Love Island. The last episode, or actually not the last episode, the episode that we left off on before I, like, the last episode. Sorry, guys. I don't know. My brain is everywhere. It's still morning time. I've had only one cup of coffee. I'm on my second. The last episode I recorded for the podcast, I just gave an overview. And right after that was the episode where Kieran was a jerk to Harriet. Like, oh my gosh, they were playing a game and basically, oh, it was like a never have I ever type of game. They had to pull from a card and one of the cards said, never have I ever, what did it say? Known of an Islander, why did I say that word? Known of an Islander who was two-faced, or something like that. I don't even remember what the question was exactly, but he ended up drinking because he had, and everyone had to say what it was, like when they have thought another Islander was being two-faced or whatever. And he basically called out Harriet, and Harriet got upset over it. And I'm not even sure what Harriet said. And I don't even think it was like that below the belt or like that, like mean or anything like that. I think she just admitted to it. And then what he said to even, like, it was just bad. What he said in reply to her was, well, at least I wasn't someone's second choice, like three different times or something like that. And I was like, like, that's really mean. And then she ended up crying, which, if we remember back, she was Ronnie's second choice all the time, like because he was with Jess in the beginning. And then Jess, like, she's real mean. She's a bully. She's like a mean girl. Like, I wouldn't even want to be her friend. Like, I can't get down with someone. I get that, okay, you want to make being blunt and being like straightforward and, for lack of a better word, a bee, right? Okay, I get you want to be like that. But it's like, okay, does she not have a kind bone in her body? Like, I hate when like girls make this their personality and like their shtick, and it's like, it's not cute, you know? And then this is just branching off a little bit. I'm going to go on several detours. My notes are messy. They're not organized, but we're just going to, again, like I said, raw dog it. I get that, and like with that being her personality and me saying it's not cute, dude, the way that she is with Trey, like, I don't like she comes on so strong, and it gives me ick. Like, if I was a guy, I'd be like, oh, like, I don't know. This is just me, and I'm not sure if I'm alone in this, but like, she comes on so strong and she's like, oh, do you like that, or I think you need that in your life, or like, ugh, like, I don't know. Anyway, so where we last left off, that happened, that showdown happened, and Harriet went crying into the makeup room with Matilda and Grace. And I thought it was so interesting how, like, something that I noticed was that it was Matilda and Grace comforting her, and it was new people. It wasn't, you didn't see Mimi following her in there. You didn't see Jess following her in there. Like, I just thought it was interesting, but also because, like, Jess and Mimi and I can't even remember who else is there from the beginning. Like, they're Team Jess, and I don't even know why. Like, it's just, it bothers me because, like, they never gave Harriet, like, a proper chance. And, like, I don't know. And so Jess's thing was that, oh, she can give. But when it gets back to her, she goes and cries and everybody feels bad for her. And I'm just like, no, like, that's not true. Like, you know. And so then she, like, Jess ends up saying, like, that, and then she says to good people, and nobody, like, raises their glass. Like, I think everybody saw it for what it was. Like, Kieran was a jerk, and then I don't know, she just kept saying, or actually Kieran said, don't give what you can't take back. Like, to me, and this is just to me, Harriet wasn't giving anything, and I honestly think that she's in the okay. It's okay. It's okay that she said to Nicole, be careful, because, like, what girl wouldn't tell another girl, be careful? Like, you know what I mean? I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I really don't. And the fact that he got all butthurt over it, like, homeboy has the highest number of body count, and he's cheated before. So, like, two flags, two big fat red flags right in front of Nicole, and she's still like, oh, I love you too. Like, I can't. So I'm putting my foot down, and I'm just going to say hashtag Team Harriet. So anyway, I think I agree with Matilda. I was totally behind her when she said that she said, I don't condone my man speaking that way to another woman. I 1000% agree. Nicole is not her friend. Neither is Mimi. They didn't go comfort her. They weren't even going to bat for her. Nothing. Kieran is not sorry. He ended up telling Joey the next day, like, I said what I meant. And then he was just like, they had that conversation where they were sitting with the big beanbags the next morning, and Ronnie confronts him, and he's just like, if anything, apologize for me, like, because you're my friend and that's my girl and la la la. And Kieran's like, okay. Gosh, and he doubles down. He says, okay, I go apologize to her, and if she asks me for what, I'm gonna say, I don't know. Like, what do you mean you don't know? Like, for just being a jerk. Like, just like, he's not sorry. He meant what he said, and that's that, right? And honestly, guys, just hates Harriet. Like, that was a, and now you said it, like, and now we've said it. That was that when she reacted, the way she reacted, she was laughing. It was just bad. I just, it was not cool. And yeah, so it's really hard. Oof. Let's move on to the Grace, Joey, Jesse saga. So it's really hard watching all that go down. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's clear now, I mean, for all of us, that when Samantha was there, she meant nothing to Joey. And now I wonder what she's thinking about what's going on. Like, is she watching along? I need to check. I follow her on Instagram. Dude, she's like one of the prettiest girls I've ever seen. And she was voted out right away. Was she voted out? I think she was voted out. Was she? I don't remember. I wonder if she knows and, like, sees it for what it is now and is, like, annoyed about it. But the reason that I'm saying it's clear that when Samantha was there, like, she meant nothing to him. Like, the way that he was with her, there was no, like, he never tried to hold her hand. He never kissed. I mean, they did kiss, but it was never, like if you... I hate comparing people. I hate comparing anything to anything else. But if you think about the way Nicole and Kieran were with each other versus the way Samantha and Joey were with each other, like, there just was no spark. And he didn't even try either. Like, he didn't even try to get to know her, like, nothing. So when you start thinking about it like that, like, yeah, he wasn't into it. He was definitely playing the game at that time. And so anyway, later we sit down and see Harriet trying to talk to Jess about the whole thing, and like Jess just using the same point, like saying the same thing about how she gives and she can't take it. But then she calls like Harriet an idiot. She doesn't even like Jess. Here's the thing. Jess does not. Not Jess does not. Jess lacks zero accountability. You will never see Jess apologize for anything. Like, I think she's that kind of girl where she thinks she's always right and she'll never apologize for anything. That's my opinion. I thought it was really cute that with everything going down with Jesse and Joey, Grace ended up sleeping in the day bed and Matilda went to sleep with her. Like, whenever the girls do that with each other, I think it's like true, like BFF-ery. Like, I would do that for my friend, and I know my friends would do that for me too. And so I like seeing that, not kinship, that sisterhood, right? Of the traveling pants. No. Anyway, so then later, Grace just straight up asks Jesse if, so, okay. Let's rewind a little bit. Before this episode? I think so. Joey pulled Jesse and took her to the terrace. Okay. They end up kissing. Grace ends up asking Jesse if she pulled him to go and chat or if he pulled her. And Jesse ends up telling her, he pulled me. You guys. Number one, I truly wish Grace saw herself as the precious gem of a woman she is. Like, she's just, like, it's so hard seeing a woman go through feeling like she's not good enough, you know? It's hard because you've been there before, right? Like, as a woman, like, when you're watching it, like, you know exactly what that feels like. Especially when you're in it, like, when you really care about the guy, and it's rough, right? Two, Grace then saying that Joey has never once asked about her own family. That blew my mind. Like, the little emoji with the mind blown, that was me. I was just like, why? Like, why? And it all goes back to, if he wanted to, he would. It feels like and seems like he cares a lot about her, like with the way he is with her, you know? But how do you not ask? Like, with a person you're like canoodling with, like, I don't get it. And I don't think it's cool. And so that kind of blew my mind. The way that they were with each other, I honestly thought they knew more of each other. And so I don't know. Okay. And three, Joey ends up saying that Grace has gotten to know Corey and is trying to use that as one of his reasons for trying to remain open and get to know Jesse, la la la. And it is so not comparable. It's so not, you cannot compare those two things. Grace literally makes it clear like twice and thrice times. And Joey is trying to just have a reason for his actions. He's just trying to find an excuse and using everything under the sun as an excuse. So yeah. Anyway, then we cut to the Eve concert. That was pretty neat. Growing up with listening to her music. We see them getting ready. We see the concert. I enjoyed it. Really enjoyed watching it. I've been thinking about it for a while and seeing Joey and Harriet dancing. If we look back on their time in the villa together, seeing them dancing, I was like, they have such a good friendship. It's very brotherly sisterly, but I don't know if it's brotherly sisterly. Like, I could see them ending up together in the future, like when they're old and Harry, what the heck? Not Harry, Saggy. It's anyway, Yeah. Then after the concert, they're just like all bunched up in a group and happy after that performance. And it was so weird because, like, you know, they're being all fake with each other. Like, literally, some of these people hate, loathe entirely each other. Anyway, so then later, Grace calls it for what it is with Joey. She's like, why do you look shell-shocked about, oh, I remember why. She calls it out for what it is after they have a recoupling and Jesse ends up chewing Joey. And Grace literally calls it out for what it is. She's like, why do you look shell-shocked? You've been entertaining her this whole time. Like, as he has, you know, like, duh. And so Joey's conversation with Jesse after was weird, messed up. I don't know. Matilda gave a good talk with Grace, and Harriet was, it was so funny because when that went down, Grace went inside to the makeup room. Harriet and Matilda followed along, and it was just funny because Matilda's there like hyping up Grace, like telling her like what a gem she is and like how she deserves so much better, la la la. And then the camera cuts to Harriet and she's like in front of the mirror fixing her hair. It was just so like, okay, go be there for your friend, girl, like stop fixing your hair. Anyway, so then Grace comes back out. Joey's like, why do you look so eggy? And Grace is just like, get up. She just like goes in on him. And then Joey tries to start comparing Samantha to Grace. And I'm like, no, hard no. They are not the same. Grace makes the point to Joey that she wasn't even entertaining the bombshell. I think his name is Corey, dude. I don't know his name. He hasn't been there long enough and he hasn't done much. Like, I just feel like he's just taking up space. I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, did they have an elimination? Oh, they did. They did. I don't know. Okay. So then, whatever. Totally mistaken my notes. I thought that when Grace had asked if she pulled him or he pulled her, and she said he pulled me, I thought this was the terrace incident. It wasn't the terrace incident, because the terrace incident happens after they recouple, and Joey gets like shocked over it, which is like, he's just such a good actor, isn't he? Right, dude, I'm barely still on episode 1 out of 4 and we're already gonna be 30 minutes in. Okay. So, like I said, he definitely had the intention of taking her to the terrace for a kiss. I honestly called it. I knew right away. And if you, like, you're dumb if you think that, like, anyone going to the terrace is because they don't want to, like, have a kiss, right? Anyway, so then Joey tells her that if Jesse didn't pick him, that he would have been gutted. Like, I was here for, by the way, the girls all going to the fire pit so they could have a clear view. And he knew that they would have a clear view, like if he saw them, of the terrace. And then, so shady. They end up going to the floor, like, ugh, like, duh, you have something to hide. And then, of course, they kissed. So that's how that episode ended. I'm going to scroll down. I'm not going to talk about USA just yet. We're going to go back, not back to the beginning, but we're going to go to the most recent episode of UK, which was on Friday. Friday's episode? Yeah, because Saturday's usually after the sun. So Friday's episode, again, so slimy. Such a slimy move, Joey. Oh, I hate the way he's moving. It's making me so angry. Again, we know he knows that he knew exactly what he was doing. And I just have a bone to pick. Why was it Jesse that was the one who told Grace about their kiss? Like, Joey should have had more respect for her and be like, let me do it. Like, you know, I just found it ridiculous, and it just shows the level, an amount of respect that he has for her. He doesn't have it for Grace. He doesn't have respect for her. So then he comes out and he sort of starts spiraling. When Jesse and Grace are having the conversation where she basically tells Grace that they did. And Grace, ooh, like, she just was pure queen energy, like, when that all went down. as soon as she saw him, and he looked like he wanted to start like being a part of the conversation so he can get it over with, like, ugh, right? She's just like, no, I'll talk to you after. And she just shut him down and shut him out. Like, no, like, you're not gonna, we're gonna have this talk after. It was just, I'm like, yeah, you go, girl. Like, you know. And so anyway, Grace ends up saying that Jesse's in the wrong. That's the one thing that I don't agree with. I don't agree with her saying that Jesse's in the wrong. Like, Grace was a bombshell to begin with. So she, I don't know. You should know how this works, right? You should know how this works. So I don't think it's fair to Jesse, because Jesse needs to come in here and choose someone, right? Like, and it's all tests. Like, it's, as you're going through the experience of being on the violin, it's all tests. And so anyway, and then Joey doubles down when he has this conversation with Grace saying his timeline. And it was so convenient for him too, his little timeline. He says that he talked to her saying, I didn't know if there was something romantic with Jesse. We talked about it at the fire pit, and it was before the terrace. And then we went to the terrace and we did end up kissing. And now I know. Now I know there's something romantic. Like, no, no, no. Literally, no. And all I want to say is that, one, of course, Grace handled it so well. Like, I'm just, yes. I didn't even talk about the tea situation. That was funny. That was so funny. And I was just like, yes, you show him. You, yeah, he deserved every bit of it. Then Kieran and Nicole telling each other they loved each other. I'm very curious to see how he does in Casa. But I'm more curious, like, yes, I'm curious to see how he does in Casa. I think he'll remain faithful just because homeboy wants to get to the end of it. I'm pretty sure he's going to be like, no, don't give in. I know he's probably going to fight hard, because at the end of the entire show, like, they win, you know, like, they're the couple who wins, and they win money too. Like, it's more than just being the couple who wins this, right? But I'm more curious to see how he does outside of the villa. Like, once it's okay, Love Island is over. I really don't think they're going to last. And that's messed up. But look at everything they've got, the components. And Nicole is still not so mature in relationships. Like, she gets butthurt over everything. And I'm not even going to lie, I'm the same. I was the same way with my ex. But, like, I think that you have, like, now that I've grown past it and a couple of years have gone by, like, I've really learned how to choose my battles. And, like, she doesn't choose her battles. Like, every single thing is a battle. And so, I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I really don't think they're going to last. And then the sad part. Harriet and Ronnie get dumped from the villa. I was so sad. But I'm excited to see them, like, back on social media and all that. Like, just to see them. Just see, right? Harriet posted a photo yesterday. And she's, like, back with my Ronners. Or, like, landed with my Ronners or something like that. It was so cute. Okay, so we already caught up on everything Love Island UK. Now we're going to talk about USA. I think we'll actually end up hitting maybe the 45 to 50 minute mark. So this episode's actually going to be about an hour long. That's really neat. Anyway. Okay, so we're picking back up, not on Friday's episode, but on Thursday's episode. Okay, bombshells come in. We have Cassidy, I think his name is Nigel, and Kenny? I like them as bombshells. They're all pretty, like, reserved, which is, like, I don't know. I like that they're reserved for some reason, because there's too much already going on in the villa. We don't need more Leahs, right? Anyway, Cassidy's really pretty. I'm hoping she chooses someone who deserves it, right? Like, who deserves to be with her. And I also like that Cassidy not revealing right away who she's interested was pretty telling. Like, she's holding her cards very close to her chest, which is a really smart thing to do, because automatically you're going to get everyone not liking you, which everyone already didn't like her, like, and aren't really giving her a chance as much, like, to vibe with the whole crew. Kenny liking Leah was yikes. And I wonder if Rob gave her attention, she would still be giving Kenny attention. Super happy for Janae that she's experiencing, finally starting her experience in Love Island, as she should. Kendall and Cassidy have their chat about dogs. It's really cute. And Nicole just gets all jealous. I think that whole Nicole Kendall thing, I'm not team Nicole. I'm team Kendall. I think it was really messed up how she was like, I'm open, la la la. But I think when you're being open, you need to give constant reassurance to your original person. Like, okay, you all know they're, you're in there for a reason. You're in there to explore connections and to talk to everybody. But you need to make sure to solidify it for your original person. And I don't think she did a good job at doing that. And the minute that Kendall started giving attention to someone else, oh, was she mad. She did not like when Kendall pulled a Nicole on Nicole, you know? And I think it was what she needed, though. Like, even if he did it on purpose, I'm not even mad at it. She needed it, you know? And I like them together. I really like them together. So I'm hoping, I think I even voted for them. I'm pretty sure I voted for them. Just because they seem like their connection, beyond looks and all that, like what they have in common and the inside of it, like the actual connection of it, I like it. I think it could last outside of the villa. And that's just me. And that's why I voted for them. So, and that was for Friday's episode. But anyway, I have quite strong opinions about Serena. I like her as an individual. I like her as an individual. I don't like what she's doing to Cordell. And I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who feels this way. It upsets me a lot because Cordell deserves a P-Gel. And Serena doesn't feel like a P-Gel right now. I think she's been playing the game all along. I think she's trying to stay in the villa, like, until something better comes along. I can 1,000% guarantee you that in Casa Amor, she's going to switch up. She's going to switch up. I just know it. And I don't agree with what she's doing to Cordell. Okay. I wrote it down here that that Nicole is the Joey Essex of USA, because she kept trying to justify her exploring with Miguel and staying with Kendall at the same time. Like, am I completely alone on this, or do you agree with me? Oh, then we cut to Miguel. Oh my gosh, this was so bad. Miguel admits to Liv, because they're in a couple on Thursday, that he's only attracted to her for her looks and not because he actually wants to get to know her. That was so bad. But honestly, I appreciate the realness of it, because girls, like, that's literally all we want. That's literally all we want. We just want you to be straightforward with us. End of story, right? Like, we don't like to waste our time. We hate trying to play these games and try to figure it out, like, and trying to know what's going on in that little brain of yours. Like, just be straightforward. So I can respect it, but she's just like, bye. Like, she was just like over it. She's like, okay, yeah, this is not it. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. So then they go on their dates. I don't have a lot to say for those dates. They were cute. I don't know. So then Aaron and Liv and what's her name? Kaylor and Rob, they start having conversations about Leah. This is where they're on the day beds. I think that's what they're called, upstairs. And basically Rob and Aaron ask if Leah actually took a back seat. And Liv just straight up says, like she did, but, like, they looked shocked when Leo said what she said. I don't know. I think it's just all a big game of, like, telephone. And honestly, truly, Leah should have never said that she took a backseat, because she didn't take a backseat. It was a group vote. So, of course, she had to give some kind of input in that vote. I'm still stuck on, like, I don't know. I wanted Andrea to leave, but then I'm like, but why? Like, is it because I really was rooting for Leah and upset for her? But I don't like Leah. You know what I mean? So it's like, I kind of wish she would have stayed. And I'm excited to see what happens after the show ends. Like, if her and Rob, like, reunite. Or if she just, I just want the best for Andrea. Like, I just want her to be happy. And I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, going back on them being on their dates, I give props to Serena not kissing. I don't even remember who she was on the date with. Kendall or Nigel? I give her props. And honestly, if Serena wants to kiss somebody, she's going to kiss them. Like, I just don't think that she really wanted to kiss the person she was on a date with. But, and then I think she used it to her advantage too. I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm just making it seem like Serena's such a villain, and she's not. Like, I like her as an individual, but I think with the way that she's been playing the game, I really do think she's playing the game. She knows what she's doing. She's very smart. Oh, yeah, yeah. Now we can talk about Janae and Kendall. I really like them together. I think they're a match, and I really want them to make it to the end. I really like Janae. I don't know what it is. She's just a total girl's girl, and I can see her actually being my friend for real. I want to be your friend. Anyway, I just think she was made for TV. Like, she should be on TV, whether it's on what? That's not even a word. Whether it's on Love Island, which she's on right now, but I think we should continue to see her on TV. Okay, Cordell and Serena, they end up talking later. She ends up telling him that she's not going to kiss anyone else because she has her man. And it's like, I love them both together so much, but I don't think they're just so much more best friends. They have that kind of chemistry. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, then Leah. Leah splits up with Connor. And she says that Connor got her in a vulnerable moment. And he did. He did. Let's be real. But she ends up telling Connor that he's too good for her. That split was hard to watch. I don't know. It was sad to watch. Rob then pulled Leah. And that's when things start to go down between Leah and Liv. And the way that it all happens, it all happens so fast. Rob literally says to Leah, like, you're just lying. You're always lying and lying and lying, 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 whatever. And then so he calls her out on her saying that she took a back seat. And so then she calls Liv over, thinking that Liv is going to have her back. And Liv is just like, no, like, and so here's the difference between Liv and Serena. Serena will follow you as a friend through your mistakes and still support you through your mistakes. Liv will follow you and call you out on your mistakes, on you. Like, she's going to tell it like it is. And that's what happened. She's like, no, you didn't take a back seat and you're just lying, la, la, la. And it goes down. It's like really bad, right? So that's the way it ends. The Thursday episode, and on to the Friday episode. I'm like looking through my notes, and I remember taking notes, but I don't think it's saved. I think I accidentally closed the app because I take my notes. Darn it. I take my notes on my iPad. And I think I closed out the app without hitting the checkmark button. Oh, well. All right, well, then I'll just say what happened. Happens. Basically, Connor gets voted out. It's really sad. You can tell nobody wanted to vote him out, but he's the only one who didn't have a connection with anyone. And I feel like you want him to stay because you want him to find that someone, but, like, at the end of the day, they have to vote someone out. And So that happened. Cassidy ends up recoupling with Rob. Rob was in a couple with, I don't even know if he was in a couple with anyone. I think he was. I don't know. Liv ends up recoupling with Nigel, I believe, because they had just started talking that episode. And she was like, I have to make the decision for me. Liv was coupled up with Miguel, but since she chose Nigel, Miguel's now left alone. Leah ends up choosing Miguel because they have a moment. And I think, like, now I'm starting to wonder, like, I wonder if Miguel's also playing the game. You know what I mean? Like, who can I couple up with and pretend, not pretend, well, I don't know, maybe he is interested in her, to have a connection with, so that I can get to the end or get to Casa Amor and maybe find a connection there. Ooh, so yeah. And then Janae chooses Kendall, of course, and Serena's still with Cordell, Kaylor's still with Aaron. I don't think I forgot anybody. But basically, that's what ends up happening, and that's where we left off. So I did watch After the Sun. After the Sun? Is that what it's called? And we know that Casa Amor for UK will be today. Like, today's Sunday, June 30th. Casa Amor begins today for the UK. For USA, Casa Amor is not going to begin till tomorrow. But today's episode, there will be a couple being eliminated. So if you remember, we voted on Friday. And I'm just like, who is it going to be? Like, you know, who is it going to be? And then I posted on this group. I'm on this Facebook group called Do Bit Society, if you're on there. And I literally posted, I'm like, okay, Ariana revealed. She revealed on After the Sun, when she was being interviewed, that there was going to be a couple being eliminated. And I put, okay, a couple's going to be eliminated in Love Island USA right before Casa. Who do we think it's going to be? I'm just going to read the comments because they're all like, please be Rob, Miguel, and Leah. Praying for Kaylor and Aaron or Rob or and whoever girl he's with. My girls, Leah, Janae, and Serena are not going anywhere. A reply to that comment. Yes, people saying Leah will be the one to leave. I hate to break it to them, but people in the comments on socials love her and voted for her. And then another girl said, she's my girl. They can't make me hate her. Sorry. Somebody else commented, I think it's going to be Miguel and Leah or Nigel and Liv. I don't know. For some reason, I feel like it's going to be Nigel and Liv, but I also feel like a lot of people like Liv. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be Miguel and Leah, but I could be wrong. I think it could be. I don't know. Probably Nigel and Liv. That's just me, my commentary. That's not in the comments. Somebody voted for Serena and Cordell as their favorite couple. Somebody said, please, for the love of God, don't drag this episode out, then do the elimination, and then get 4 seconds of Casa. And I just said, I think Casa's going to be on Monday. Someone thinks Nigel and Liv. Top three or four will be Leah and Miguel, Janae and Kendall, and Serena and Cordell, Aaron and Kaylor. Somebody wants Rob to go out, but producers won't let it happen. Please be Rob, Rob and Cass, or Liv and Nigel. I think now that I'm like discussing the comments of other people, I honestly think it's going to be Liv and Nigel, but who knows? Just some extra things that I wanted to talk about. One, we learned on After the Sun that Andrea dated Maluma, I guess. I didn't know that. We got to see on After the Sun the Casa Boys and Casa Girls. It's okay. I honestly think the Casa Boys for UK are like chef's kiss compared to USA, but who knows? Like, who knows what's going to happen? We never know what's going to happen with these shows. And then my only shtick with After the Sun is I have no idea who these people are, the people who are on After the Sun. I don't know who they are. I think they're people who were on Love Island in the past. But I honestly think, because I've only watched Love Island UK, the season with Ekin-Su and Davide. That was the last time I watched. This summer, I'm all in. Like, I'm watching both USA and UK. But honestly, I'd love for the person who does After the Sun for Love Island USA is to be someone from the USA. Like, I think it'd be great to see, like, Ryan Bailey. I think he does So Bad It's Good or something like that, his podcast. I listen to it from time to time when he has a good guest on, and he's been on it with having guests like the people from Love Island on his podcast. He had Hannah, and he had someone else. He had Hannah on his podcast and someone else. I can't remember. But I think it'd be really great to have someone like him or Danny Pellegrino even. I don't even think Danny's watching. But I'd love to see them, like our favorite podcasters, watching, interviewing these people and hosting After the Sun. I think that would be a better I don't know how to say it, a better route. That's just my opinion, right? Whatever. So that's the episode. Tonight we have UK again. I watch UK on either Daily Motion, which there are pop-ups there, you have to be ready to mute them, but I also follow a Reddit thread to watch those episodes. Shoot me a DM if you want that link. And then what else? USA premieres I'm so horrible at this. USA premieres, again, still raw dogging it. USA premieres at 8 p.m. on Peacock. If you watch, honestly, guys, it premieres at 8 p.m. on Peacock, but it is actually posted on Peacock at around 7:40 p.m., like sometimes even 7:39 p.m. So be on the lookout for that. Follow me on Instagram at The Hot Mess Mom. My personal Instagram is That Fifth Grade Teacher. And make sure you subscribe to my podcast on Apple or Spotify, wherever you listen. It would mean a lot to me. Or a review. That would mean a lot to me too. But love you guys. I'll catch you guys on the next one. See if I recap some more Love Island. If you like this episode, please let me know. And we'll do more recaps and keep doing this. Have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Bye.